chickens in the houses, they got chickens in the trees, chicken in the pots, the martyr walk the Petaloomies, out in Petaluma, spending my days. Oh, I'm out in Petaluma, spending my days. Tell me, how many eggs will a chicken lay? Now Marvin got me started, sold me my first hen. Now I got 4 and 20, and 24 more again. I'm out in Petaluma, spending my days. Oh, I'm out in Petaluma, spending my days. Tell me, how many eggs will a chicken lay? In the morning, it's chicken in the night. Weren't for chicken, Petaluma never would have reached its height. I'm out in Petaluma, spending my days. Oh, I'm out in Petaluma, spending my days. Tell me, how many eggs will a chicken lay?
Good evening and welcome to Mouthful, smart talk about food, wine, and farming here in Sonoma County, the North Bay, and beyond. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you've had a good weekend. God, it was a little cooler today and yesterday. Whew, Friday was a scorcher. Did you go up to Cloverdale for the start of Friday Night Live? They have their farmer's market. I think it starts at 5, and then they have live music kicking in about 6:30, 7 o'clock, I think. About 104 degrees in Cloverdale on Friday. I wasn't there. I was at home whimpering. Not really whimpering, but I definitely didn't leave the house in that weather. Something else that is starting this month, that started on Friday night, is the Occidental Bohemian Farmers Market in Occidental, from 4 in the afternoon until sundown. And it's really one of the treasures of a farmer's market in Sonoma County, partly because anytime a market is geographically discrete, which means in its own little enclave, and certainly Occidental is that, you end up with farmers, some farmers that go only there, but you also end up just with a very local feel. And there in sort of the valley that is Occidental, you're surrounded by towering redwoods, and often the fog is wafting in above you. It's just a great market. And one of the things that that particular market is known for is the foods that they offer to eat on the spot or to take home with you. And one of the issues that is cropping up with farmers markets and the popularity of eating at a market or taking something home is the amount of waste it produces. And speaking to the manager of the Occidental Bohemian Market last year, she said that their number one issue has been the amount of trash generated by people who want to enjoy the fabulous food. So here's my thought. Make yourself a little travel kit, and you don't have to do it just for a farmer's market or just for one farmer's market. It's something that you can keep in your car all the time. And I'm reminded of an old friend who back in the 1970s, she loved to camp. and she had everything she needed in the trunk of her old car so that she could pull over somewhere and camp, including, you know, she had all the tools she needed to build a fire and cook outside and sleeping bag and tent, and she would just use it whenever she felt like it. So fix yourself a to-go bag. We all have to have bags now to take to the grocery store, so it's one more bag. But you can put a washable plate, silverware, a cloth napkin, and if you like to take foods home, take your own reusable containers. And instead of having the stand, you know, the business, use what are always disposable containers, some of which are not really recyclable. You'll just have your reusable one. Have them in the car, and there you go. I saw a couple, I think it was last year, possibly the year before. They were at the Santa Rosa, or the Sonoma County Fair, and they come for one reason, and they come, you'll love this, Mike, I love this. They come two or three times during the fair, and they bring their own, porcelain plates and forks, and they go to the soft taco stand and they get their plate filled up with soft tacos, and they sit down and eat their soft tacos and rinse off their plates and take them home.
And they pay to get into the fair to do that? Oh my gosh.
You know, yeah. Those soft tacos, I have gone to the fair, you know, paid my way to get in, gone and eaten my fill of soft tacos and left.
Wow. I'll have to try that.
Oh, they're so good.
You know, the other thing I was thinking is you should have an earthquake kit in your car anyway. If you happen to be stranded out in your car during an earthquake, you need a little bit of food, a little bit of water. This would be a great addition to your earthquake kit. And just keep it in your car and use it for the fair and then clean it and put it back in.
There you go. And you can even put a freezer bag, you know, a heavy-duty plastic bag with a sponge and a little towel in there, so you can clean everything off right at the nearest water fountain.
Yeah.
So, I may even start selling them. I may make some and sell them.
On your new website.
There we go. Although the new website is not equipped with a store.
Oh, okay.
But that brings us to the topic of the night, doesn't it? Thank you,
yes,
Mike.
That was a great segue, I thought.
it was quite brilliant. I've launched my new website, michelleannajordan.com. It is a soft launch, so you're sort of getting in on the ground floor, and you can even help if you want in that. For the next 7 to 10 days, it will be in what we're calling its beta launch, its soft launch, its pre-marketing launch. And I'm telling you, know, we're not doing any big announcement about it yet, except here. Mm-hmm. And I invite people to send comments. The comments, there's some kinds of comments we want, and there are some that we don't want. So let me tell you about the ones that we don't want first, and then we're going to go through the website itself. Some of the pictures that go with either recipes or articles are mere placeholders. So if you see a photograph that seems to have absolutely no reason to be connected with the article or the recipe or whatever, don't tell us, we know. I have a huge amount of work to do to go through and either take new photographs, find appropriate photographs that I'm allowed to use, go through. I have something like 49,000 photographs in my photo file.
So you should have plenty to find 15 or 20 for the website.
Oh, I need like 100 for the website.
Okay.
Well, I need to find them that resonate with what the particular issue at hand is. So I'm going to need a day or two of photo session as well. But we don't want to know, you don't have to point those out because we are on that. Anything like that where it looks like content is missing or just not come together yet, that's the work in progress part of this. What we do want to know is, are you drawn to it? Does the site make you want to read it, to go to explore it? Is it attractive to you? Is it easy to navigate? Is it giving you things that you want? Are there other things that you would expect to see here that you're not seeing that you would like to have added? So there's all those kinds of things. And you can just send me an email at michelle@michelleannajordan.com. Michelle has one L.
Actually, if you click contact on the website.
That's true.
So go look at the website, then click contact. You can enter all your information, and you'll get a response from someone.
You'll get a response from me.
From Michelle.
I am doing everything right now, except I'm not doing the marketing end or the analytics. The CEO, there's a company that will be, at least for the next year, will be heavily marketing this. Our goal is to take it national and make this the definitive site for people around the country who love Sonoma County, want to know about our style of home cooking. It's a very strong emphasis on the side on home cooking. So that's our goal. 100,000 hits by the end of the year. That's the job of West County Net, which will be, they have both built the site and will be doing the marketing, and as well as they will be producing a monthly newsletter. And there's a place to sign up for that newsletter on the site. So there we go.
Right at the bottom of the site is a, you say, put your email in and click sign up, and there you go, and you'll be getting the emails.
Right. And there might be short email blasts now and then, if particularly connected with a feature I'll talk about in a couple minutes called Today in Sonoma. Mm-hmm. When I think something is really important enough, I might send out an email blast on my own. But the newsletter will be once a month. And it'll be a newsletter.
Now, are you going to do things like publish recipes once a month, like send out a recipe or a link or something that says, here's the newest recipe on the website. Come take a look at it.
We haven't figured that out exactly yet. Will there be a featured recipe? There might be. Or there might be an index of all the recipes I've posted that month.
Okay.
But I might do a featured recipe. I will be featuring at least one sponsor a month. I'll do a little narrative exploration of a sponsor, and we'll be, you know, it'll be a summary of everything that has occurred in the past month on the site, so that if you miss something, you'll be able to find it there.
Oh, that'll be nice. Yeah. Now, I'm looking at the site, and I see it looks like a lot of the photos, at least the main photos for the site, have just recently been professionally shot. And it looks like it's somebody's huge, big garden, and it looks fabulous.
This was what brought the site together. We've been working on the site since November. And, you know, I've been really struggling because the photographs that we had for the main page, for the Welcome to My Sonoma page, we've tried two different photographs, and they were not – they're nice photographs, but they were not appropriate for this. And there's a connection to KRCB with these new photographs. Mm-hmm. There is a woman who was here in the 90s, and I know that she did sound engineering, sound design back then, and she worked on a show, which I don't know if it's still running, called New Dimensions.
Yeah.
Anyway, Catherine Vibert, Kat. I lost contact with her. I didn't really know her very well, but she moved away, and she lived in Asheville, North Carolina for a number of years. Yeah. She returned about 6 months ago, and she got involved professionally with one of my very best friends, Mary Jarvis, who we're actually going to be hearing from later this month, because Mary is producing a fabulous event it's the Chrysalis Fashion Show. And it's the brainchild of a young man, Michael Brandon Lee Powell, or is it Michael Brandon Lee, or Michael Lee Brandon Powell? Michael, sorry if I got that wrong. Michael is a young man. He just turned 20 about 6 weeks ago, who is a designer and has been scouted by Project Runway, and is, I think, the most recent incarnation of Oscar Wilde. He just has this wonderful, fun sensibility. And he has this idea that clothes should be more gender fluid. And that hence the word chrysalis, and, you know, being reborn as a beautiful butterfly or something. So he was looking around for people to get involved, and Mary has become a producer. I've been advising on a couple of things and going through my, he does upcycled clothing that is gender neutral. and beautiful and crazy and wonderful. And he's enlisted Worth Our Weight, the Culinary Apprenticeship Program, to both serve a walk-around dinner at the event, which is taking place on July 31st, but also to be a recipient of all the proceeds. There'll be two recipients, Worth Our Weight, and the organization, I forget the exact name, that supports monarch butterflies.
Oh, great.
And he's going to be doing a butterfly. He's going to raise butterflies and release them that night. It's taking place at the Arlene Francis Center. Anyway, going back to what does this have to do with my website? Well, Catherine Vibert got together with Mary Jarvis, and she's been doing a lot of the advanced photography that will be used as we get as they get closer to the date for Chrysalis. And I saw a photograph of hers that I really liked, and on Facebook, and I just, wow, this is a great photograph. I'd love to have you do my portrait. And we worked, and it was just like off the cuff. I wasn't thinking. I wasn't trying to make an appointment. We worked something out, and a week later, we were at Armstrong Valley Farm. Tom Noble's, Tom Noble of Armstrong Valley Farm, which abuts Armstrong Woods. Mm-hmm. He actually farms on two properties. He farms on his own, and then immediately next door to him, he has a huge enclosed area. He enclosed it himself, where he's also farming. And so we went out about 10 days ago, and right when the probably about 5:30, when the sun was filtering through the redwood trees and was just so gorgeous, we went out and shot for about an hour. And I'm using now four or five of Kat's photographs.
Yeah, they're really nice, and you can tell it's what they call golden hour. It's where the light is just perfect for photography.
So yeah, the and the puppies appear in a couple of the photographs.
Yeah, I saw one of them with Lark running up the row toward you.
Yes, and if you go to the My Sonoma page, you'll see me bending down with Lark.
Yeah,
that's my favorite photograph. The redhead with her redheaded dog. So yeah, I feel like when we got Kat's photos, it brought the whole thing into focus, at least for me, because I wanted something that expressed what I love about Sonoma County.
Yeah, and this says Sonoma.
It says Sonoma, and it says Sonoma and farming and fertility, sort of thing.
Yeah, in a way that grapevines just don't.
And restaurants don't.
Yeah.
You know, it's, I love her photographs. And one of the things that is not here yet is on the very last page, where you go to contact, and you scroll down, it has sponsors, and it says view our sponsors and supporters. Everyone who's contributed photography to the site will be listed with links to their own websites, but I'm not going to be able to do that until tomorrow or Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
The tech dude who has put everything together, he needs to do a couple things before that page is ready. But otherwise, it will never be finished because it's an ongoing, it's basically going to be my full-time job.
Right.
So I will be adding content to it weekly, and in some cases daily. But, we figured it was time to let it fly.
Yeah. Yeah, the goal seems to, well, I mean, you've talked about the goals, but mm-hmm. I know some of the things that have gone on recently that kind of triggered this. Mm-hmm. Do you want to mention some of those, or?
Well, we can say that, newspapers are changing.
Yeah.
All over the country, and to some degree, all over the world. And I'm writing less now for both the Press Democrat and Sonoma Magazine than I was, and I've reached a point where I don't want to be as financially insecure as being solely a freelance writer makes you. You know, my income actually dropped about 60% or more almost overnight.
Yeah.
And plus, I've been writing a lot longer than the internet has been open to the public.
Right.
And I had a couple of people whose vision this was, and one of the benefits that they saw is that it can aggregate, it can bring all of my work together.
Right. So you've got one place where you can have the links to Mouthful. You can have links to mm-hmm. your blogs and everything.
Well, and if you look at the audio section, not just links, we've got the podcasts up.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're actually here.
Yeah, they are actually here, and they will be added automatically. And I don't have the video content yet, but we'll be working on that. I'll have the 14 Appalachian videos that I produced for KRCB quite some time ago. We will have those. We will have other video interviews, and I'm going to start producing cooking videos as well. But I'm going to be doing short ones. Got to get it down,
like,
do a little practice.
Like one recipe?
You know, sometimes maybe not initially, maybe not even a full recipe.
Just a technique.
Like I was thinking, some people aren't comfortable using an immersion blender. So I'm probably going to do a short video with an immersion blender. So I'll be doing things like that. But also when I do appearances, like next Saturday, June 11th, I will be at the Hillsburg Farmers Market from 9 to 12 doing a cooking demo and book signing. And I've got somebody lined up who's going to come and video that. And so that will go up. So, and I also have, I have a wonderful video. It's about 25 minutes long. And it was produced, some of you may remember, the Sonoma County Farmlands Group. And it was this wonderful exploration of our farmlands and the way they're disappearing and what needs to be done to protect them. And it's about 20 years old, and it's very interesting to compare what you see in this video to things now. It's still very relevant.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
And so that will be up. And the way it's going to work is it will be a click through to my YouTube channel. I will have my own YouTube channel.
Oh, great.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, that will be set up probably by the end of the week. Should we take a little musical break?
Yeah, let's play some music.
Listening to you, Mouthful, my guest this evening. It's me. Oh, my gosh. It's me and Mouthful's longtime engineer, Mike Young. Thank you for doing this, Mike.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm looking at the site here. It's an interesting to talk more than just doing the few little bits of talking that I normally do. So it's an interesting opportunity for me. I'm looking at the website here, and there's a whole bunch of topics around here. There's Michelle and cooking and articles, and I'm looking at audio right now, which is where we left when we had the went to music.
Right.
And there's a photo of you that looks like maybe a year ago, and a photo of you that looks like about 20 years ago.
Well, wasn't so, let's see, 20? No, it was actually, I think, 19. That was when we had just moved into the building that we're in now, I still had my hair in a French bob, and I was learning to engineer in a very complicated studio.
Yeah, so the board looks a lot worse than the one we've got. Oh,
yeah, well,
right now.
It was a that was what we had to broadcast with, and it was a production board.
Mixing board?
Yeah, mixing board. Oh. And so you had a whole lot of stuff you had to ignore.
Yeah.
Or you didn't know what was going on. So if you go back to home,
if you go
back to the little home signal. Yeah, one of the things, and it was a point of disagreement, I thought that the page should end with the image of what it has me with, welcome to my Sonoma, and then the navigation bar down beneath. And I thought that it should end there. And it's like, why is there all this stuff under, you know, it's like, don't you want to just go to the page? And they said, no, they really fought me on not removing this. And I'll tell you, one of the comments I've gotten from so many people who've looked at it is they really love this part. They love that you can just scroll down on the homepage and see all kinds of options.
Well, I do too. And I think, you know, if I land on this page and I see the picture and then I have to click another link before I'm going to see anything more interesting, it's like, oh, yeah, maybe. But if I scroll down, I see, oh, bacon. You know, now that's interesting.
There you go. Yes, we'll keep bacon high up.
And meatballs, you know. So this is, it's really interesting. You can see, and the Phantom Microwave, I mean, I had to click in and read.
Oh, did you read that?
In and read that one, yeah.
That was actually also, that was written when I was first at KRCB, and we produced it as audio.
Oh.
And if I can find it, I'm going to try, it was before digital audio, but if I can find it, I'm going to try to put it on the audio section, because we really jazzed it up. We made it like sort of a film noir 1950s radio thing. So I am going to try to find that. So yeah, I'm glad that I just gave in. I said, okay, you guys know best. Let's go. And I'm glad that we kept it.
Oh, and here's the recipes I was talking about. Chicken alla diavolo.
That is one. That recipe is from Salt and Pepper, and it is one of my most praised recipes. I have people who stop me and say, oh, I love that recipe in your book. And I've heard all kinds of stories from it. And it's very easy. It's very, very, very easy. And then we also have in that same section, we have Simi Winery. You know, Simi Winery just celebrated its 140th anniversary.
Oh, wow.
It was on May 23rd. And it was one of those things where I forced myself to leave the house because, you know, I can just stay home and work all the time. But it's like, okay, let's go. And I went, and I'm so glad I did. It was, the party itself was so well done. And one of the dishes was a morel and ram prosciutto that was served in a big shell of, scooped out shell of Parmesan.
The
rind. But it's... there's still quite a bit of cheese in it. And that's gotten very popular. We're seeing a lot of pictures of that from India. I mean, India, from Italy. And so the chef, Colin, he served it that way. And it was really quite delicious. And he was very kind. He said, Colin Vazeler, he sent me the recipe. And it's not all chefy complicated. It's just a really simple, basic risotto recipe with morels and ramps. So we got that up right away. So that's the homepage.
And Libations Unlimited served. Yeah. So, and then the next one is cooking. So
no, I mean, you do the same thing I do. The next one isn't cooking.
Oh, the
look
next
again.
One is Michelle. Okay.
I do that too. I missed that one.
You skip home. I mean, the home is so innocuous there. You just kind of skip it.
And then you
so
go,
Michelle.
And this is where I love the light in the photograph, and I'm eating a delicious Armstrong Valley Farm strawberry in the photograph. But here we focus on my career. So my full bio is here, a list of all my books, not just the books I've written myself, but the books that I've contributed to, because there's quite a number, and then awards and selected appearances. Among those selected appearances is, of course, Sandwiches for 300 from Jeopardy. I don't have a picture of that up here yet, but I would like to. And then we also have a link to the feature story that the Bohemian did of Charlie Swenson did of me last summer when I had several books coming out. So that's the Michelle section. Then we go to cooking.
Oh, yeah, and it's a link right to the Bohemian. That's nice. I'm a little bit behind here.
It's okay. You take all the time.
So cooking. Yeah, that's another nice photo with the, just snipping the chives and the other herbs.
And that's right, actually, in my garden and in my home kitchen. And here, and this will be one of the main elements of the site. Right now, it doesn't have as much content as it will have soon because I'm adding new things every day. But eventually, there will be. This will be very representative of Sonoma home cooking and my Sonoma home cooking. And every course, and we have little symbols. We designed little symbols that show, can see them. Say if you go to the shakshuka, you'll see, which is eggs baked in spicy tomato sauce. You'll see all four seasons because that's a dish that you can make.
Oh, yeah.
And so we have just nice little symbols that tell you the best season for making the dish.
When the ingredients are likely to be found fresh in farmers markets or...
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. And with eggs, you're going to have eggs year-round.
Yeah.
Even, you know, some chickens actually lay year-round. You don't get as many eggs when they're molting.
Right.
But even if you only eat eggs from backyard chickens, that's a dish you can make year-round. And these recipes are seasonal, of course. As I add them, I'm adding a combination of basic recipes that I think everyone should know, such as chicken stock, but that I'm focusing on what is in season right now. So we have several cherry recipes, for example, and
yeah,
we still have cherries.
Cherry salsa. That just
It's actually really
good.
That
looks fascinating.
It's so good. It is really good. I designed that first... because I was inspired by a cold-pressed corn oil that Spectrum Naturals was making for a while. And we had cherries that year coincide with local corn season. So I made a corn and cherry salsa. And for that little bit of oil that all salsa should have, I used this amazingly fragrant, gorgeous corn oil.
Mm-hmm.
It was so good, but they've discontinued it because it was very unstable. It went rancid very quickly.
Yeah.
So it's just not around anymore. So you can still put the corn in it, but lately I've been doing just a cherry salsa.
With no oil or
No, without the corn.
Oh.
I will use...
Oh, right. Okay.
I use a little bit of... I like to use, when you can get it, a nice late harvest olive oil, the olive oil that is made typically in late December or January when the olives are all fully ripe, because then you get a very round oil without all of that heat.
Without the bite.
Yeah, without
the
bite.
Front, yeah.
And that works really well in this particular salsa.
Oh, yeah.
And
then after cooking, then there's articles.
And this is the part that is... This is the one that makes my heart flutter for several reasons. For example, The Phantom Microwave has never been published. It was something I had to... But at the time I wrote it, the glory days of writing anything I wanted and having it published in the Santa Rosa Independent, which is now the Bohemian, the glory days were over. I left the Independent, mm-hmm. and they had shrunk what, you know, they call the news hole. But when from about 1990, really from mid 1990 until 1995, I could write these long literary narratives on almost any subject. Because I mean, I'm not a wild card, so I wasn't going to do something like totally off topic. And that was all before anything was archived online. And so The Phantom Microwave was in that same spirit, but there was no place for me to publish it. Now there is. And what I have been doing, I have been going back into my archives and pulling out stories like Sex in a Single Grape, which is... it's one of my favorite pieces I've ever written, and it was when I had just discovered and fallen in love with Pinot Noir. It was before the movie, and it was before the movie Sideways, and in fact, it sort of predicts what's going to happen, including the movie and the comparing it to Merlot, or not comparing it to Merlot, but, you know, Merlot factored in the movie sideways, and it factors in the last line of this particular essay. But it's really, it's over the top ridiculous in a certain way. And it's meant to be that way. It's meant to be really, really fun.
Oh, and there's a photo of you featured in the Miss Velvet Cream dress.
Yes, Miss Velvet Cream is a designer. Let me scroll down to this. This was something some of you may remember. Did you ever make it out to a seafood cafe?
No.
Okay, seafood cafe with the dear Jackie Martine, amazing French woman. It was her place, and I don't know if she ever made any money, but she created some of the most memorable events. She's an artist herself, a writer. She worked in France, I think, as a civil engineer. I mean, she's done so many different things. And one of the things that she did was Mary Edwards.
Oh, yeah. Fabulous Pinot. Just wonderful Pinot.
And Mary got together with Sherry Huss, who is, you know, I don't know if she's founder, but she's the inspiration, maybe the founder of the Maker Fair and Maker Magazine and all that. And this was before that. So Sherry, and she's very good friends with Jackie Martine. Sherry, I believe, produced the fashion show, but they got five models, and each model had a specific designer and a specific varietal. And they got me to do the soundtrack, which was, I mean, just because I'm like I am about music.
Well, you were still doing Red Shoes Rodeo then.
I was still doing Red Shoes Rodeo. And so, I mean, my job, I did a CD for the night, but then I also did a CD for the fashion show itself. And before I knew I didn't even know a designer named Miss Velvet Cream existed, but I chose for the song to represent Pinot Noir, I chose Cream by Prince. So that just made it all doubly wonderful. Anyway, and Mary Edwards' son, and I will get his name up, it's slipping my mind at the moment, he photographed it, and Miss Velvet Cream made the most fabulous clothing representation of Pinot Noir. I just, you know, I'm sort of sorry I didn't find a way to buy it. Not that there's anywhere I ever could have worn this.
Yeah, it's a one-of-a-kind dress, basically, definitely.
And it was so much fun. So there was, let's see, there was Sauvignon Blanc, Chardonnay, Pinot Noir. Mary's sister, I believe, if Mary's making a Cabernet. I'm not sure. Mary's sister was the other red wine, and then there was, I think there must have been a sparkling, I'm sure there was a sparkling wine as well. It was, and then a dinner, of course, to go with each course, and the fashion show took place while people were eating.
Oh, what fun.
And I'll tell you a secret. They were very, very late in starting, so we were waiting in the room for the models. We drank a lot.
Drank a lot of wine waiting.
We drank a lot of wine waiting. So I look at this picture of myself, and it's like, ooh, I remember that. I did not drive home. So
then there's that's articles. And
that's in articles.
The microwave one, I read that, and I kept thinking, well, yeah, but did you ever talk to your mother again? You know, because at that time, you hadn't.
I didn't.
I don't know what the story. So
I'll tell you that story sometime. But yeah, I in fact didn't. I tried.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
You know, anyway, everybody has a story.
Yeah, back to books.
Back to books, and that's a section where what we've put together here, other than the banner photograph is of my bookshelf. All those books are mine, and are books I've written, I should say, and mine. But what we focus here, right now we're featuring vinaigrettes and other dressings. We'll change that every month or so, just move another one up into that position. We have all of my books that are currently in print. So that's what we have here. And there is each book, well, all of those books are represented on a single page, but then you can click through and there is, let's see, let's click through on Salt and Pepper and take a look at that. So Salt and Pepper got a lot of endorsements, and so we have a lot of endorsements, a lot of quote endorsements are quotes from basically reviewers who really like the book. And then each book has a selected recipe. And in this one, the recipe you've already talked about, chicken a la diavolo, that's the featured recipe. So you get to see a little sample of the book on each of the pages, and then you can click through and buy it on Amazon if you want, or... because you have to do that. I mean, because this is basically an international, you know, it's available internationally,
right.
The website. And they said I had to use Amazon. So we're using Amazon. But you can also go to your own, whatever website you prefer, Powell's,
or
Barnes & Noble's.
Or drive over to Copperfields.
Right, you can drive to Copperfields. You can drive.
Local. It's kind of like the farmer's market of books.
Exactly. And also Book Passage.
Yeah.
You know, Book Passage is a great place, and they're having a stronger presence in Sonoma County. I don't know if they're ever going to open a store here, but they're doing this series of author dinners.
Right.
We'll get to it in a minute. I talk about one of their events. So that's books.
That's books, and that's a big section. There's a lot of content there.
And then video, we have no content yet, and we've mentioned that there will be content soon. Same with audio.
Okay.
Then we have events. And right now, and this could change, I'm not sure. Right now, it's just places where you can come and see me.
Okay.
I may start adding other events, but I may have a better place for that. So for now, this is where you can come and see me.
Are you thinking about adding a list of farmers markets?
Yes, that will.
In the events?
We're going to get there in just 1 minute.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
That's okay.
Well, that's in My Sonoma, I bet.
Yeah, so go to My Sonoma. This is the other biggest section. In fact, I think this is probably in the end going to be the primary section of the website with the most content, because if you scroll down, well, you just have my little introduction, and don't click on Today in Sonoma yet. You have my introduction, and when you see the fog and the picture of the fog and the mustard, that's actually going to be a slideshow showing different parts of Sonoma County. That will be set up soon. But then if you now go down, and you'll see all the categories.
Okay.
Critters. And right now, the Critters shows a Watusi calf from Safari West. Dance, drink, eat, elsewhere, farmers, grow, listen, look, markets,
okay,
people, and play. So in each of these will almost be like a little mini site in the, let's take eat, because we all eat, but eat within this My Sonoma section will be what we eat when we eat in public. There'll be little mini restaurant reviews. There'll be stories. Inevitably, there will be stories about authentic taco trucks, because they're one of my favorite things. So this will be me sort of returning just a bit to my history as a restaurant critic. Mm-hmm. But if it's on here, it's going to be a recommendation.
Okay, great.
I'm not going to post every restaurant in Sonoma County. I'm not going to do negative reviews. I'm going to post recommendations and news and suggestions. And then say with Elsewhere, we all travel. And what I'm going to start out doing with Elsewhere is all the places we can go from Charles Schulz Airport.
Yeah.
I want to do some things, because I've traveled from, there's nothing like going from Santa Rosa to Seattle or Portland or San Diego. I don't know if we're still going to San Diego. I think we are. It's just, it makes traveling so much more reasonable. So that's what I'll be doing. And other stories too. I go to New Orleans, and there's always good stories in New Orleans. So this will be traveling from Sonoma County. And then all the other things are really self-explanatory. Listen, all kinds of things to listen to. We've already got one thing in Look. Look, of course, is primarily about art, but could be about a play. And there is this Wednesday at Spinster Sisters, there is a reception for Mary Jarvis, a Mary Jarvis art show, and her work is astonishing. So that will be happening 5 to 7 at Spinster Sisters. And then go back to My Sonoma and we'll talk about, we'll click on that green button, Today in Sonoma.
Oh, I didn't even notice that as a button. Okay.
Yes. I want them to make it look a little bit more like a button but or a knob or something. Anyway, this will be, there will be at least one post daily of Today in Sonoma.
So this is your blog, basically.
You're, no, it's not, a, no, because it's going to be much shorter than a blog. We're not calling anything a blog.
Okay.
Today in Sonoma will be something I want you to know about Sonoma County. And eventually, I hope to open this up to other people, especially photographers who might have captured some incredible thing. But like today, for example, Jill Adams, who's been on Mouthful before, she attended the Sebastopol Farmers Market for her last day of the season, and she had spring morels, and spring porcinis and fresh morels. And there was this great picture of her available, so that went up. Yesterday, John Ash and Steve Garner aired their interview with Joyce Goldstein, who has a new book out, The New Mediterranean Jewish Table, Old World Recipes for the Modern Table. And that's what I was referring to when I mentioned Book Passage. They hosted an author dinner for Joyce on Wednesday at Spinster Sisters. I got a good picture, and I knew that the Good Food Hour was going to be broadcasting the interview. So I can put things like that, and I can do it really quickly because I don't have layers of people to go through.
Right.
And I'm doing the uploading myself.
And you don't have to get permission.
Don't have to get permission. So, you know, I have the fact that I had on April 1st when it was still at a test site, that that was the day that the Francis Ford Coppola winery pool opened. And so I'll be posting those sorts of things. Right now it's not quite a running blog, but as of today, I will be posting every single day, or as of yesterday, I will be posting every single day different things I want you to know about Sonoma County.
Now, you're obviously not doing this just for your health, so you're looking for some sponsorship. How do you sponsor this?
Well, we got our first sponsor several months before we launched, and that is Cultivate Home, the cookware store in Sonoma County. I'm deeply grateful to them for making, I mean, they're the ones who have gotten me to this point, because I've been able to not have to, been able to pay myself a small monthly salary and reserve the money that is needed for the site upkeep. So ideal, and I'm out looking for more sponsors now. I have a sponsorship outfit that I wear. I have a sponsorship package that I've produced, and I will be able to finish it up. I'll have, I'm going to print out two pages of the site so people can see it right then. Two businesses right now, two additional businesses, have the sponsorship package, and they're considering it. And I have a list of about 40 potential sponsors. What I want, I want 10 local sponsors and two national sponsors, and I've identified those national sponsors. So over the next 2 weeks, that's my big job of adding content and getting sponsorships. My plan is, I have no intention of leaving the Press Democrat. I am deeply, deeply committed to readers. And I know that a lot of people who talk to me about my column on a regular basis are not much interested in going online.
Yeah.
And so I don't, you know, I have no interest in stopping doing that. But what I make at the Press Democrat is no longer enough that I can support myself and, you know, my family on that amount. And so sponsorship is the way to go. And sponsorship has another benefit. Once you get, they tell me, the company running this, once you get up to about 50,000 hits a month, advertisers start coming to you. They want to advertise with you. By the time you get to 100,000, they really want to advertise with you. The problem is, my understanding is a lot of those, a lot of it is random. And I know people who have very popular websites, and you go and there's obnoxious ads that I know the person doing the website doesn't recommend that. But they also have to, they have to make a living, and I understand it. But if I can get sponsorships, and if the sponsors see the value of being connected to a site like this in this way, if I give them enough for their money, I'm hoping maybe it will just always be funded by sponsors. That way, no random ads. And I mean, how many times are you moving your mouse a little too slowly and suddenly you're off on some weird page you want nothing to do with? Or there's a pop-up thing?
Yeah, I use a pop-up blocker, so I don't see a lot of those ads anyway.
Yeah, I use a pop-up blocker as well, but some still manage to get around it.
Yeah. Well, you know, like Cultivate Home, I mean, I live in Santa Rosa, and I'd never seen Cultivate Home. I clicked on the link, and it's like, oh, that looks like a great store. You know, so I'm going to make a trip to Sebastopol and go see them.
And tell them
and
why.
And mention that I saw it on your site.
Absolutely.
And but yeah, they look like a really eclectic, nice local store.
Yes. Yes. And yeah, they are. They're great. And they sold. They sold in late January, early February. And they sold. The woman who started it moved to the East Coast. And she finally realized she wasn't going to continue. I think she got married, and I think she and her husband thought they were going to move back here, and that was off the table. And she realized she wasn't going to be able to really run the store, you know, 3,000 miles away.
Yeah.
And then a wonderful woman bought it. She's the same one who made the decision to become Mouthful's first sponsor. Mm-hmm. And not only did she buy it, she kept the same staff.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes, the woman who did the buying and knows the history of the store, she kept Kathy as the store manager. She kept the other people who were working there and hired a couple of other people. So it was closed for a few weeks, but there's a great deal of continuity. It still feels like the same place.
Mm-hmm.
And a number of the specialties. If you love that gorgeous Polish pottery... I'll bring a piece in so you can see it, but it's a certain style. It's a certain style. They have one of the best collections I've ever seen in the United States. It's a really beautiful. I've seen it in Poland, and you know, a lot of there's there's the cheaper kind, and then there's the nicer kind, and there are specific patterns. There's one called Peacock, which is my favorite, and they have a number of peacock pieces at Cultivate Home. So yeah, they're a great store.
Well, we're we always kind of gauge how great a show it was by how many musical breaks we have to take. we only took one break,
this must
have been a pretty good show. but it's time to start wrapping up. So do you want to wrap up and do the closing? And
well, I do want to tell people. I want to remind you of what I said when we started talking about this. Feel free to weigh in. You know, in some little way, it makes you a sort of a partner in this by sending me an email, either filling it out at the website, on the contact page, just sending me an email, whatever email address you have for me, or even on Facebook, telling me what you think of the site, telling me if you find any glitches, if it's easy to navigate, just weigh in on what you think of it. I'd be so grateful. And also stay tuned because there will be a launch party. We may try to do the launch party at the same time as we do Mouthful's 21st anniversary party. I'm not sure. But there will be something like that going on as well. So again, it's MichelleAnnaJordan.com. Michelle has one L. Anna has two N's, something you have to say now. And I don't know if they've gotten it so that if you misspell it, it still goes to the right place. That's one of the questions I have.
Yeah. I searched and... I don't think Google found it the first time. It's probably too new
to
hit their search engine.
Right, yeah, because it just came up on a Friday night.
Yeah.
And
then I know you're doing a lot of search engine optimization, so
yes,
SEO.
The company will be doing, West County Net will be doing most of that. And then I should tell you, next week on Mouthful, I think we will be talking to... some people who have started flower farms, taking Sonoma County back to, I mean, we used to have a lot more flower farms than we do now, and they're making a comeback. So meet us back here next Sunday at 6 o'clock for another episode of Mouthful Smart Talk about food, wine, farming, and a new website here on KRCB.
Grapes are covering the grassland. They're buying up for family farms. Selling out. Can blame them. Why